This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News. I'm Lance Prime. The President and Vice President will deliver remarks during National Small Business Week in the Rose Garden this afternoon. Later on in the day, the President and the First Lady will welcome Ferdinand Marcos Jr., President of the Republic of the Philippines, and his wife. Americans are shocked at a family being executed Friday night in Cleveland, Texas, north of Houston. It's being reported the family asked the man to shoot his gun further away from their home so their children could sleep. That's when he allegedly went to the home and started shooting. The suspect, 38-year-old Francisco Oropeza, is an illegal immigrant that has been deported 5 times. He remains at large this morning. Republican Representative Myra Flores on Fox News.
Our Border Patrol agents, they're afraid. They're scared. They don't know what to expect. And I'm seeing more people coming. We think this is bad. It's only going to get worse. And for me, it's very frustrating as a Border Patrol wife. I'm afraid for his life. I'm afraid for all Border Patrol agents. And it's very concerning.
Abortions should be the number one issue for Republicans, so says the GOP chair.
The head of the Republican Party says GOP candidates should be addressing abortion head-on.
Democrats spent $360 million on this, and many of our candidates across the board refuse to talk about it, thinking, oh, we can just talk about the economy and ignore this big issue, and they can't.
Appearing on Fox News Sunday, RNC Chair Ronna McDaniel said the lack of abortion discussion from candidates is what led to the lackluster midterm election results for Republicans. She believes Republicans need to put Democrats on the defensive about the issue. I'm John Schaefer.
The Voyager 2 space probe, first launched in 1977, is now expected to keep probing through 2026 and is currently 12.3 billion miles away from Earth. USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
El Paso, Texas has declared a state of emergency to deal with the expected influx of illegal immigrants when Title 42 expires on the 11th.
El Paso Mayor Oscar Leeser made the announcement Sunday, saying the city will have public shelters and public housing that will be used to temporarily house the migrants. The state of emergency went into effect this morning and will last for 7 days. Title 42, which is the health emergency restriction put in place during the COVID-19 pandemic, expires on May 11th. Officials are bracing for a huge increase of immigrants at the U.S. border on the 12th. I'm Skip Kelly.
Turkish President Erdogan is reporting Turkish forces have killed the leader of the Islamic State group during an operation in Syria. The IS leader, codenamed Abu Hussein, was killed in a strike conducted on Saturday. Erdogan said the Turkish intelligence agency, MIT, had been following him for a long time. The trial resumes today for members of the Proud Boys and their alleged roles on January 6th.
Five members of the white nationalist group are facing numerous charges, including seditious conspiracy for allegedly plotting to overthrow the government. Prosecutors for the federal government say the Proud Boys saw themselves as Trump's army and were looking for violence. But their defense lawyers argue what happened at the Capitol was not planned and that a conviction would criminalize political protests. I'm John Schaefer.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated, my friend. Lance Pry, USA News.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. We're just days away from our second annual Race to Share the Gospel. This virtual half marathon invites participants to run, walk, or bike 13 miles between April 29th and May 14th to bring awareness to the work we are doing in the Middle East. Participants will be able to virtually traverse the streets of a city in Yemen and pray for those who don't yet know the truth about Jesus. This is just another example of addressing the incredible spiritual needs in the Middle East, a region of the world full of turmoil where 99% of the inhabitants do not follow Christ. When everything seems so uncertain, believers in Christ can stand on the hope and promises of God, confident that He has a plan and a purpose for everything. To learn how you can be a virtual praying presence among lost souls in a faraway country through the Tide Race to Share the Gospel, visit thetide.org/race. That's thetide.org/race.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, and thanks for joining us. It's all about freedom and it's all about faith. We are right here at the crossroads, ladies and gentlemen, and our liberties are standing in the balance of it all. At 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Phil Hotzenpiller joins us now. He's the president and founder of American Faith. Hey, Phil, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. Yeah, good to hear your voice and good to be talking about issues that matter in our world today.
Exactly. Well, you know, some of the things that come to mind here, and you talked a little bit about it on Sunday in your sermon about artificial intelligence and how things are being shaped and propaganda out there is being told what we should believe. I mean, forget about your lying eyes. It is what the bots, what artificial intelligence is already, how it's being represented and being utilized. And we're just starting to hear more and more about it. But we don't realize just how pervasive this is, especially as it relates to surveys. I was exposed to a survey the other day who talked about marriages, you know, how routinely they say that, marriage in the church versus outside the church is no difference. It's about a 50% plus divorce rate. Well, when they broke it down really and found out, you know, the people, as far as the people that were in the church, for example, they went back and asked the questions to the people to find out if in fact they even attended church last week. You know, if there really are Christians, you know, to come up with that number. And when they did, the number was discernibly different, Phil. It was about, in the church, divorce rate was more like about 25% as opposed to 50% that's being reported. So we need to be mindful of these surveys and how they're putting out there, how they're being put out there to get us to believe that the church is not a powerful force, that it's being neutralized. Because what it all comes down to is that this is really a war on God, isn't it, Phil?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, interesting you bring up a statistic. One of Bill Gates' favorite books is called How to Lie with Statistics.
Yeah.
And it's a small book, and it basically, you don't really change the numbers. You just change the way you present numbers, or you shift, like you just, example you just gave, of what's going on. For example, if we say X number of Christians in America today, well, that's a person who says, yes, I'm a Christian. That doesn't mean they're saved. It doesn't mean they go to church. It doesn't mean they're living out their faith. It just means they're identifying as a Christian, you know?
Right.
And
right.
So, so what is the real number? I mean, I don't know what the real number is, but it's always been a minority. That's the key. And yet, if God doesn't take, I mean, how many people did Jesus take to get the movement started? 12.
Yes.
You know, so it wasn't like he looked for 120,000. He looked for 12 who could make an impact. And if you think about it, our Christian faith is supposed to be more like a laser than a dim light bulb. Mm. And when we stop being the laser, where we're focused and we're really making a difference, that's when we get run over. And that's why I really believe we've kind of bathed ourselves in being a Christian nation. And I would agree in one sense that we were founded on Judeo-Christian principles. But at the same time, how many to live out their faith? And that's the key. That's going to be the change agent. How many to living out their faith?
Yeah, without a doubt. And as you pointed out, which really, again, resounded with me, is that, you know, we got to remember how big God is. And as you stated, you know, God is bigger than our troubles. I mean, wow. You're right. Yes. I mean, you know, something as simple and as powerful as that. That's a T-shirt. God is bigger than our troubles. And people of faith, people who call themselves Christians, who are called by his name, they need to come under that banner and realize, yes, the attack is on God. They may think, oh, they're coming after us. And, you know, just like, just like the leader of Israel says, God, they rejected me. God said, no, it's not you, buddy. You know, it is not you. It is me that they're rejecting. And this is what we're seeing happening around the world today, is that, you know, you and I as Christians, you know, okay, so you want to resist, no big whoop. But, you know, it's not us that you're resisting. You know, we're just, hopefully, we are reflecting God's glory, but it's not us. It's God himself that you're rejecting with all this silliness that you want to, you know, take on and say that, oh, there's 86, 89 gender options now available. Well, God didn't say there was 89. He only said there was two. So who are you bucking? You're bucking God here. I'm just echoing what I believe God said. I believe he said it. I believe it's true. And, you know, if you got a problem with that, go talk to God.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, that is the thing that I think even, let's call them solid believers, they forget sometimes who's behind them and what God stands for. And it's because we neglect the Word of God. You know, when you read the Word of God, if every person would just say, let me take 5 minutes every day, just read something in the Bible. You know, you'd be surprised how quickly your faith would really grow and really begin to get a hold of you in your life, because it is the Word, the living Word of God. It's the breath of God. So you're not just encountering a book. You're encountering God when you read the Word of God. And this is what makes people strong, you know. And then when they add to that, you know, the community of faith and be regular in attending church and serving and being in community with people that are like-minded, you grow stronger through that.
Exactly.
And the Bible says that you need to do that even more as you see the end coming closer. So that's where we are.
Right, exactly. As the end is coming closer and the signs are there, you know, clearly, you pointed out also, see, I listened to your sermon yesterday. I had a little bit of a challenge tracking it down, but I was able, I thought, man, you know, I said, I know Satan doesn't want me to hear this because you just were point after point. You know, when you talk about the gospel spreading, I mean, what has happened in the last 20 years in terms of the exponential spread of the gospel message? And we know that, Jesus was quite clear in though he did not give us a time and date, he said that's only what the Father, controls. He himself only knows that. But we look at the signs to see when the time is drawing nigh. And one of the evidences we look for is the spread of the gospel, because the gospel must be spread to all the ends of the earth. And what's happening right now, according to Wycliffe, is that, you know, Bible translation is at a point that it's never been before and increasing.
Amen. Yeah, and that's what's interesting about AI. I mean, I'm not an AI fan, but I know it's inevitable. And I'm not a fan because I know it eliminates jobs, because I know it really has all the capacity to do bad stuff to all of us. That's the reality.
Right.
But it's also been mobilized for Bible translations to accelerate the work of putting the Bible in the language of every tribe and and people on Earth. So that's a pretty cool part of it.
And we're not that far away from that being fulfilled, right, according to your projection?
No, they're Wycliffe's saying 2033. So we're 10 years out.
Just around the corner, ladies and gentlemen, this is what's happening. Yes, our time is drawing nigh, as Billy Graham says. When he was asked about the last days, which rarely did he ever commentate on that, Phil, he said, he told the reporter, he goes, yes, when asked if these were the last days, he said, these are the last of the last days. More from Phil after this.
The phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
After the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you, along with Phil Hotzenpiller. He's the president and founder of American Faith. Phil, in American Faith, you're reporting recent surveys are indicating a rise in the belief in a higher power or God among American young adults age 18 to 25. Now, again, when we talked about the first segment about surveys and what they're trying to get us to, you know, believe the narrative and propaganda, we got to be careful on this. I've said repeatedly to our audience that with all the experts such as yourself coming on, our hope is that we motivate you to look into what it is that we're talking about so that you would own this knowledge, that this knowledge would be your knowledge. That it wouldn't be just something that we said to you and then you go around and regurgitate and spit it out as if it's, we're like some sort of bumper sticker here. You've got to be knowledgeable about what's going on, because that's also an indication of the last days, because we're told that knowledge will be, there'll be plenty of knowledge flying around, but we won't know anything. You know, it's amazing to think about that, right?
Yeah, and I think to this article that we referred to here, this was a Wall Street Journal, so they're not keen on reporting on faith or conservative values, but mm-hmm. they do report that there's a surge in faith among young people.
Right.
So let's explore that a bit. It's not a surge in attending church, but it's a surge in, and it's actually more specific than that. They just don't say it. It's actually more open toward Jesus. And that really is as being seen in the Gen Z, which would be, if you're Gen Z, you're born in 1998 to 2012. So you can kind of do the math there. And so, you're 11 to 25 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And they're really hungry for Jesus. They're also, Gen Z is more politically activated than any other generation. They make up 26% of the population of America and the world, by the way, that's worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think about that number, and then you think about millennials, the earlier age, which is kind of this kind of jumping up into that, that 30s age,
mm-hmm.
now all of a sudden you're seeing a lot of people. You're seeing almost 46%, if my stats are correct, 46% of that future voting block is going to surpass baby boomers. And it's going to be the biggest factor in American politics, but also in faith. Now, millennials aren't as prone to faith, but the Gen Zs are coming on really, really strong. I mean, we've seen it in our church.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Jesus clubs in high schools. We're seeing 250 kids show up at lunchtime to hear the preaching of the Word of God in a secular high school.
Wow. Let's go.
Yeah, and I mean, we've had probably 120, 130 kids saved. So we're seeing something happen, and we believe we've got two more schools coming online in the fall. So we'll have three schools that we're in with Jesus clubs, and we expect we're going to see the same kind of numbers in all the schools.
Mm. Is this the anointing of the hearts of the Father turning towards the Son? Is this part of this dynamic that's starting to come across?
I think it is. I think there's an alignment there with the prophecy in Malachi that mm-hmm. there's going to be a return. And, this is the most, I started my message yesterday with, this is the most emotionally damaged generation,
mm-hmm.
Probably that will greet the return of Christ. I think the return of Christ is coming in our lifetime. I really believe that.
Mm-hmm.
But they're so emotionally messed up because of what's happened to them. What we've allowed, our generation has done, allowed to happen on our watch. And whenever things are tough and you're finally desperate, I mean, many, many people turn to God in those moments.
Yeah,
and I
exactly.
think that's what we're seeing,
Well, and I like what you said in terms of desperate. That was one of the key words that came out of the Jesus movie, the Jesus Revolution, was that, as Lonnie Frisbee told Pastor Chuck Smith, have you ever been desperate? And this is where we are. I mean, you've got this younger generation that's coming in, and they see what's happened in the years before. They see a culture that is in chaos. This idea that, they may go along just because of peer pressure and that sort of thing, but they understand. They understand within themselves that this is madness. All these gender options and, the sexualization of young kids and that. They know there's something instinctively wrong because, God himself said that he places that. He gives us a conscience to help us understand right from wrong. If we didn't have that, there'd be no accountability, Phil. But I think that these young kids are really feeling that. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you can't, you know, unless you're just completely hardened, you can't look at this world right now and go, this makes sense. There's no way you can. You've got to look at it and go, this is the craziest thing I've ever heard. And I've talked to a lot of young people, you know, a lot of them that are new to their faith, and, you know, they're seeing the chaos. They're living the chaos.
Mm-hmm.
And they're having to really plow through some tough ground just to live a normal, sane life.
Well, I especially appreciated in Sunday's sermon, you talked about the meaning of Gen Z, that this is really an anointed and sanctified term that is coming at just the right time in God's appointed time, isn't it?
It is, you know, and in the Hebrew language, each letter has a numerical value, but it also, because it's pictographic, meaning that it's from the Eastern versus the Western language, mm-hmm. it actually has a lot of nuances that come in that letter or in that word. So this word, you know, Yaden or Yehin, is a word that is, first of all, numerical value is 7. We know 7 is a very significant number in the Bible, mm-hmm. but it also means a sword or a weapon. And I really believe that that we're going to see Gen Z. I'm putting a lot of chips on the table for Gen Z. I really mm-hmm. see them coming strong. I see what's happening among. It's the strongest youth group I've seen since I've been in ministry.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's, mm-hmm. they're just because they're, it's not the biggest, but it's the strongest.
Mm-hmm.
And they're the most committed. And I think that's the key, you know, that mm-hmm. really is the key. And well, we're going to see, and that's the same thing true of anybody's faith. The key is going to be, how strong are you in your faith?
Yeah. But I like what you said, and you kind of inferred this previously, and that is, it's not about the numbers, right? You know, because it's never been, even when America became America, it wasn't, you know, 1,000%. Everybody believed, oh, yeah, in this great American idea. No, it was the right number. You know, when Gideon goes to war, it wasn't the numbers. God dwindled down the number and to make sure that those that were representing him really, really mattered and really cared. This is why, as you said earlier, And I hope our audience is really apprehending this, Phil, because this is so important, is that you have to know the Father's heart. And you know the Father's heart when you're in His Word. If you're not in His Word, you know, at a time when we're at war, His Word is the ammunition that we need in order to battle against this supernatural enemy. You cannot do it on your own. You've got to be armored up and ready with the Word of God, with the Spirit of God, and, you know, and being obedient to God's commandments, right?
Yeah, there's a key right there. I mean, it's be fully equipped. I mean, it's like, you know, when you get up in the morning, you brush your teeth, you groom yourself, you put on some clothes, you go out and you start your day. Well, think about doing that in the spiritual realm. What am I going to do to prepare myself for my day, spiritually speaking? Because you're going to face the enemy. You're gonna face, you know, the natural enemies of people who oppose you, but you're also gonna face, you know, the spiritual enemies, and be ready for all those things, you know.
And I would say that if you have a Gen Z nearby, keep them close and be praying for them, because they represent the sword and weapon that God will be using at His second coming. Because we know, there is no doubt, Phil, that the Lord of Lords and King of Kings, He said He will be back. And He's coming back as the conquering Lord of Lords and King of Kings that the apostles thought that He would come in His first appearance, right? But this time it will be the real deal.
Yeah, He's not coming on a donkey.
No.
He's coming to fire things up.
Amen. Phil Hotzenpiller, President and founder of American Faith. Thank you, Phil.
High-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day.
That's right. For about $50 a month,
you'll get lightning-fast internet.
Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet?
Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
USA News Update. The President and Vice President will deliver remarks during National Small Business Week in the Rose Garden this afternoon. Later on in the day, the President and the First Lady will welcome Ferdinand Marcos Jr., President of the Republic of the Philippines, and his wife. Americans are shocked at a family being executed Friday night in Cleveland, Texas, north of Houston. It's being reported the family asked the man to shoot his gun further away from their home so their children could sleep. That's when he allegedly went to the home and started shooting. The suspect, 38-year-old Francisco Oropeza, is an illegal immigrant that has been deported 5 times. He remains at large this morning. Republican Representative Myra Flores on Fox News.
Our Border Patrol agents, they're afraid. They're scared.
The Voyager 2 space probe, first launched in 1977, is now expected to keep probing through 2026 and is currently 12.3 billion miles away from Earth. Lance Pry, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
America, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Okay, small business owners, this one's for you. You know, each May, Small Business Week is recognized to honor the many contributions of entrepreneurs. Joining us today is financial and tech expert Aparna Kirjikar of Verizon, here to discuss a unique event that complements the celebration of Small Business Week. It's called Verizon Small Business Days, a celebration of small businesses with exclusive promos and the chance to book a free tech check with a Verizon small business expert to analyze the needs of businesses and show them solutions that can be a catalyst for survival and success in this challenging economy. Aparna, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
It's so nice to be here again. Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm so excited to have you talk about some of the basics that small businesses need to succeed, and this information that you draw from, the expertise of Verizon, other small businesses, the accumulation of research and studies that you bring to bear on this issue to help small businesses go and have a robust and exciting growth future.
Yeah, and you're so right. So we have the privilege of serving hundreds of thousands of small and medium businesses. And we take all of that expertise and come in with, like, what can we be doing better and how can we be doing it better? Throughout the year, we are celebrating our small businesses, but especially this week, we want to showcase all that we have, the best of the best, for them. And there is one thing, and it's really the most important thing for small businesses to take from this discussion. It is that technology is their best friend, period, end of story. We've got to make sure that businesses are willing and ready to adopt and know where to go to adopt technology in order to not just survive, but scale and differentiate themselves through efficiencies and through bringing the right kind of customer experiences. That's exactly what we are trying to do in the next week.
So basically, if I'm hearing you correctly here, is that if small businesses are not already technologically centric, where that is the center of their operation, then they need to be, which means that everything that they do revolves around this technology, correct?
That's correct. I mean, digital first, tech first is not just a buzzword. It is the reality, and we see it time and time again, especially as you look at the macroeconomic environment, the uncertainties with inflation and what's happening with cost of capital, what's happening with labor workforce paucity and such. We are very, very sure the right solutions for these small, medium businesses are the ones around technology. And once you adopt those and you keep up with those, because one size doesn't fit all, then you are in a much better chance to grow, thrive, and flourish.
Exactly.
And the way we think about it is, you know, technology is a really big, long sort of swath of things. It's easier when you sort of deconstruct it into four things: connectivity, cybersecurity, collaboration, and cloud. Mm. And as you think about it, connectivity is where it starts. It's the lifeline. It really needs to be the mainstay for every business. Make sure you're connected for your mobile as well as your stationary needs the right way. We've got 5G, huge investments there to make sure you've got the right solutions. Move into cybersecurity. That is the biggest place where a lot of companies aren't very clear where to start. Fear no more. We've got the right place for you. That's Verizon. Come with us and come to us, and we'll make sure we support you there. Collaboration is a place where sometimes people miss the fact that you've got to be always connected, be it through digital, be it through voice, be it through video. And these are the places where if a customer calls, they want you right then and there. Immediacy is becoming the name of the game. Collaboration is very important. And last but not the least is sort of the train you get on with cloud, with the right kinds of what we call software as a service solutions. Lots of them out there where you can replace manual stuff with automation. Mm-hmm. You do these four things right, and you right size and you grow with it, you're good to go. There's a high chance and likelihood that you're going to flourish if you've got technology on your side.
Well, I want you to unfold a little bit more cybersecurity. That seems to be a big concern, at least with the small businesses that I speak with. Boy, I'll tell you, the scammers out there, what they're able to do to hold some of these small businesses hostage. I mean, if you're not up on the game, I mean, it's almost like you're messing around, you know, like you just got a new gi and you're in the ring with somebody that's the 10 degree black belt. So you've got to really have your defenses well secure, right? Am I overstating that?
Not at all. In fact, cybersecurity is the single most concern that we hear from a lot of the SMB experts and individuals that we talk to. And what's happening is the scammers are not sparing, like you rightfully called out, the small, medium businesses. Sometimes they feel like they may be more vulnerable, more open to sort of them sneaking in and doing things. And most of them are for financial reasons. They will hold you ransom, and they will get you into a place where, you know, you may be in a situation where you've got to shut down because of it. Not to mention the brand reputational risk that you also have with this. So the thing just gets exacerbated because you've got so many endpoints now that you're connecting with. People are remote. They're working from home. They're working from the parks now. Consumers and your customers are remote, and they're calling in from different places, and you're going more digital. So all of it just adds to the importance of making sure you're securing your endpoints, you've got the right kinds of virus protection, you've got the right kinds of checks for threat detection and securing yourself against those. And there are solutions. The thing to note is there's not one solution that will solve for your needs, and this is not the only solution. So it is a layered approach, and you've got to make sure you start at the right place and you keep building from there. So definitely solutions that will keep you ahead of these scammers, but you've got to make sure that you're thinking about it, and we've got, again, the right kind of assessment we can do and help you there.
Exactly. Unfold, if you can. We got a couple of minutes left here, Aparna. The free tech check. I mean, this is what you're referring to that's available to small businesses right through Verizon.
That's right. We talked about the four C's. There's a fifth one that Verizon has. That's our cavalry. These are experts who've worked with hundreds of thousands of other customers who are coming in and looking at your business and saying, well, this is what you need. Here's how you need it. It's free of charge, but it's also not just limited to Verizon customers. We want to be there serving every small, medium business that's serving the community. So very important. All that you need to do is just come in, schedule an appointment, sit down with us, have a conversation, and you're good to go from there.
Mm-hmm. Aparna, share briefly, you know, some of the success stories of customers that you've worked with and how their lives have changed because of these technologies and the connectivity and how they've been able to, you know, modernize their approach to the current, you know, the current demands of the marketplace.
Yeah, this is what keeps me going every day. This is why I love my job, because the impact we have in our way on these small, medium businesses is huge and profound. We've got customers. There's a laundromat that was going out of business that we connected and hooked up with a collaboration tool so that the employees, the few that they had left through the labor shortages, were able to connect from anywhere while they were on the drop-off with new customers, existing customers. We connected them with a broadband solution just yesterday or day before. We went and connected a small bookstore in Philadelphia downtown the right way with the right solutions. So many, hundreds of thousands of these, and we love to celebrate each one of them and make sure that they are set up right to be successful and compete with the larger companies in their own unique ways.
Aparna, as we wrap things up here, where can people go for more information?
Very, very simple. You have a local Verizon store you can walk into, but then at your own convenience, and we like you doing this, go to Verizon.com, in keeping with technology, Verizon.com/business. Everything is available there, including some self-help tools, courses, free one-on-one mentoring. So lots there. And
Aparna,
don't forget to avail all the greatest offers there, too. Thanks.
You're awesome. Thank you so much for all the great information. Aparna Kujikar has been our guest. Have a great day.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can, with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. 800-577-5319. That's 800-577-5319.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you heard about Vine to Bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We got Adam Holtz from PluggedIn.com joining us now. Hey, Adam, good morning. How are you, buddy?
I'm good, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, doing terrific here. I mean, all things considered, I think the clear understanding of what's going on in our culture here is there is a war on God like never before, isn't there?
There is. And yet, by the same token, I'm seeing more and more people in Hollywood, and not a huge list, but just people standing up and saying, you know what, there are Christians here, and what we believe is significant. So, as always, with any war, you can parse the data in multiple directions, but I think, in general and on balance, I completely agree with you.
Well, the Wall Street Journal pointed out that, look what's happening with the young kids, you know, this Generation Z. These kids are seeing the madness, and they're not, you know, they haven't been propagandized to the point to where their consciences have been seared, like in other generations, and they're seeing the madness and going, wait a minute, something in their very spirit tells them that there's something off here. You know, having, you know, 90 some choices of a gender option, you know, their classmates being chemically castrated and altered. And this is like, this is even in their young, experience of life, they're seeing this madness. And what's happening is they're running to the truth. The truth that we've been told is relative. These kids are understanding, no, it's not relative at all, and they're finding absolute truth. And I believe that this generation will be leading the way, bring us into, I believe, the ultimate restoration and, you know, revolution that is needed in preparing us for the second coming.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. And I think, you know, years ago I read, I'm not going to remember the author, so forgive me for not giving credit, but it was somebody who was talking about generational patterns. And he said there basically is a four-generation life cycle that we can look back through history and it repeats itself over and over and over again. And it, you know, that cycle includes veering from cultural norms and rebelling against them. And then, you know, the next generation, which I think would be Generation Z at this point, saying, wait a minute, this is not working. And I thought that was an interesting analysis. And, you know, the other thing I wanted to say, Bill, is sometimes people figure things out and you wouldn't have put them on your, you know, predetermined list of, I'll bet that person really knows what the score is. Did you see what Paul Stanley, the lead singer of Kiss, had to say this weekend about the transgender stuff? Did that pop up in your newsfeed?
Yes, it did. Yes, exactly.
I thought that was really interesting. And he basically says, you know, I'm looking at his tweet, there's a big difference between teaching acceptance and normalizing and even encouraging participation in a lifestyle that confuses young children into questioning their sexual identification as though it was some sort of a game, and then parents in some case, you know, follow it. He says, you know, there are people that may need gender reassignment as adults, but he basically says, look, kids are innocent. They don't know which end is up. You know, he says, with children who have no sense of sexuality or sexual experience caught up in the fun of using pronouns and saying what they identify as, some adults mistakenly confuse teaching acceptance with normalizing and encouraging the situation that has been a struggle for those truly effective. And then he goes on to say, this is a sad and dangerous fad. I'm like, holy cow, you want to talk about cancellation bait? And they pounced on him. But he's exactly right. You know, he's not denying that there are adults that maybe have a level of confusion that say, you know, maybe there is something we need to deal with here. But he's basically saying, look, these kids don't know anything. It's just a fad. They think it's fun. But why are we encouraging something that is ultimately so abnormal? I think that there are, you know, Kiss of all, you know, Paul Stanley of all people. You know,
right.
You think back to the 70s and the 80s, this guy is hardly a moral paragon of virtue, at least historically. But, you know, I think that even people who you might not think would have enough perspective to be able to sort this through, it's like he's giving a common sense perspective here, and I appreciate that.
Well, and here's somebody who's lived life. I mean, in some sense, like the wisest man ever to walk the earth, like Solomon, who tried everything, and in his final conclusion was, it's all vanity.
It is all vanity.
Right?
And I think that the other thing that happens as we get older, Bill, and this is a little bit of a tangent, is that maybe, not always, but maybe I think with age comes the understanding that our sexuality, though important and beautiful and good, is not the totality of our experience as a human being, right? And I think that when we're younger, especially in a culture that has largely jettisoned God and is looking for meaning and experiential purpose, that can be harder to see when we're younger. But I think as you get older, you realize, this is a part of life in the context of marriage and in the context of that covenant, but it's not the totality of our identity, and God never designed it to be. It was never intended to carry that kind of weight.
Wow.
And so I think that we as Christians, we have a worldview and a perspective on the purpose and place of sexuality that's an important perspective. And we need to be bold and courageous in seeking opportunities to, with grace and truth, communicate that message to a culture that doesn't know up from down anymore.
Right. Well, and the thing is that especially when it's been emotionalized the way it has become, and that is a greater challenge. But that's where people of faith must trust that God will give you the words. You know, as Jesus warned, that those times that when you will be challenged, you know, trust that the Holy Spirit will give you the words if you're open to, as you say, address this issue with grace, with love, and with truth.
Yeah.
And And those words will come forth, and you will know that they're not your words, that God used you, if you're open to that point, because this is what this society needs right now. And, you know, what was being said here is based on experience. And we've all gone through that, you know, and we're seeing what's happening with these young kids. And what you know, how they're being experimented on. And I mean, this is the rest of their lives. I mean, you're altering them.
Right. No, there's no way back from this.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? And how many of them are going to wake up one morning and realize, holy cow, what have I done? You know, let alone, you know, just completely recanting of it and realizing, oh, I was confused. My body was changing. There was a study recently that I saw that said, you know, it was a pretty straightforward scholarly study. It wasn't one with a lot of bias. Mm-hmm. And it said, if left alone, 85% of teens with gender dysphoria, it eventually works itself out. And they don't have that anymore. And again, it's like, think back to when you were a teenager, right?
I'll tell you what though. You know, I'm surprised, frankly, that study was allowed to be put out there.
Yeah.
That hasn't been canceled, because this is the thing, you know, that seems to be coming with a warning. You've got to be careful with some of these polls that come out and what they're saying. You need to be discerning. Now more than ever. I mean, this is the idea that came up this morning, right? Because there's so much information out there. You know, and now we've got the influence of artificial intelligence, bots putting out information. What? To form our opinion, to form our lifestyles, to go along with a plan that has nothing to do with God, because the fact of the matter is it's a war against God. That's who's being challenged right now. But if you don't know the difference, if you don't study the legitimate and know what the legitimate is, you are going to be fooled and you're going to end up following the illegitimate, right?
No, that's exactly right. And it's the old saw about, you know, if you want to be able to spot a counterfeit bill, you don't study the counterfeit, you study the real thing.
Exactly.
And that is germane to this conversation too, that we have to be immersing ourselves in truth to be able to recognize falsehood. And that's on all of us, right? Mm-hmm. Because the enemy, you know, he seeks whom he may devour. And the enemy, I think sometimes we underestimate his ability to deceive. But we know that he is a deceiver. We know that, you know, the Greek word for devil is diablo, which means the splitter. You know, he comes and he splits things. That's how he destroys, Bill. He splits us in our relationship with God, with maybe even with ourselves, with our sexuality, with our family, with our culture. And is it any wonder when we understand, you know, Satan's strategy that way, that we see division all around us in our culture? And I think
he can't create. He can't create anything, right?
That's right.
He can't bring something from nothing. Only God can.
Yep.
And so all he can do is to cheat, steal, and destroy.
Yep.
And
that's
we
exactly
need
right.
we need to be mindful of that, because it's clear, Adam, as we look out in the culture, that as Jonathan Cahn has written, there is the return of the gods. The gods are coming back with a force, and with a force like we have not seen in our lifetime, because I believe his time is drawing nigh.
Yep. I'm in complete agreement with you on that, Bill, and so it is up to us to be vigilant, to be sober-minded, and to be people of love and truth and grace.
Amen. Adam Holtz, check out PluggedIn.com. You'll see some great reviews there. Big George Foreman, hearing a lot of great things about this movie. Yeah, I've got to get myself in front of it this week myself. So check it out. It's all right there. PluggedIn.com. Thank you, Adam.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.